Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus, with a degree in International Relations and a minor in History. On this day, June 26, 1989, Barbados celebrated the 350th anniversary of the First Parliament. The official website of the Barbados Parliament notes that a special ceremony was held, hosting a joint session in the presence of then-Governor-General Sir Hugh Springer, presiding officers from the Commonwealth Caribbean countries, Queen Elizabeth II, representatives from Ottawa and faculty from the William & Mary College and Harvard University on behalf of the U.S. Congress. Established in 1639, the Barbados Parliament is the third oldest in the Commonwealth, following only the English House of Assembly and the Bermuda House of Assembly. The Assembly was initially located in an area known as Marhill, in a building they called the Session House. However, in 1653, the Assembly was moved to the State House located in Cheapside until 1668, when it was destroyed in a fire. Over the next 100 years, the Assembly was located in various rented taverns and homes of local merchants until 1874, when the current Parliament building was finished. The persons who initially held parliamentary office were white males, drawn mainly from the planter and merchant class. It was not until 1843 that a colored man was able to sit in the House, national hero Samuel Jackman Prescott. Celebrations for the 350th anniversary included a visit from the Queen of England and the then head of state of Barbados. Arriving in Barbados via Concord, her visit warranted a parade and the usual police escort as she met with government officials and the people of Barbados to celebrate the occasion. Lastly, at the end of the ceremony, a monument was unveiled in front of the Central Bank of Barbados, as this building, located in Marhill, now known as Sprite Street, was the area which they believe the first assembly took place. Also, for the celebration, the government issued 4 commemorative stamps featuring the Senate, the Speaker of the House, Parliament buildings around 1882, and Queen Elizabeth II. The Barbadian Parliament has grown from a system put in place to dominate the majority to one that focuses on the development of the people it represents. Since the 1950s, this parliament has passed groundbreaking legislation on adult suffrage, national insurance, manufacturing, tourism, tenantries, and the offshore sector, to name a few. Therefore, the celebration of the 350th anniversary of Parliament on this day, June 26, 1989, was a momentous occasion in the island's history, entreating the nation to reflect on the strides made along that parliamentary journey.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.